NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Hey there, everyone. It is Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I am very excited to introduce to you my guest for today because he had one of the most shocking moments in AEW Dynamite last year, and he is just rising up that roster. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Action Andretti. What's up, Action?
What up, Denise? Great intro there. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I was like, man, I need to bring him in like high, you know, we got to get into like the, I've noticed that whenever the intro is pretty good, I notice my guests get a little bit more like, yeah, here I am, I've arrived.
Yeah, it was good. That was good.
All right, well, let's go ahead and jump in, man, because I literally just mentioned, obviously, that you had one of the biggest moments in AEW Dynamite last year for during Winter is Coming when you defeated Chris freaking Jericho, who is a massive deal in the world of pro wrestling and a legend in his own right. So I want to kind of start off there because I think it's safe to assume that your whole life has changed since then. Talk to us a little bit about that and how things transpired.
It's definitely changed a lot for the better. I've been doing more traveling than I ever have experienced in my life, which, you know, I don't mind. I like it being on the road. We're here in San Francisco right now. Never been here, so I'm excited to be here for the week. We've got a big week coming up, big pay-per-view. And yeah, it's been really cool. I feel like I've been adapting very well, and it's just like I'm starting to get very, very used to it, and it's been a great time. I've been loving, you know, traveling the world, seeing different places, and just, you know, getting to do as much wrestling as I've been able to do. It's really cool.
So you mentioned that you're in San Francisco for the first time. So I got to tell you, go down to Fisherman's Wharf when you get the chance. It's very nice. If you get the chance, walk around there for a bit. Golden Gate Bridge, really nice too. Try out some of that. The clam chowder, super famous there too. So maybe you might enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see some cool things like that throughout the week. So we'll see.
Awesome. Awesome. So here's the thing. I remember, you know, watching Winter is Coming and, you know, when this match with you and Jericho started going on. And I remember like thinking, you know what? I have a feeling. What if there's a feeling that Action Andretti actually defeats Chris Jericho? And at the same time, I was like, nah, it's not going to happen. And then as the match progressed on, you know, everybody, that crowd really started getting behind you. You were out there just like on fire. You get this win. It's this massive moment. I want to ask you, how did that specific moment feel like for you? How did it feel when you felt the crowd get behind you and all of that?
It's definitely something I will remember for the rest of my life. Just like hearing that 1, 2, 3, the bell and like the fans going crazy. Like it was like a dream. Like it was an amazing feeling. Like I've never performed in front of a crowd that was that energetic and had that many people in the, you know, in the stadium. So it was really cool. And, yeah, I was just really happy that like people were behind me, like, 'cause nobody knew who I was. And, yeah, just to have the fans have my back like they did that night, it was very special because, you know, it doesn't happen very often, moments like that. So I was cool to like be the guy in that situation.
What was your reaction when they told you like, hey, this is what's going to go down. You're going to go out there and you're going to have a match with Jericho on this big show. And then on top of that, you're going to be the one to go over. Like, what were you thinking? What was your reaction to that? And what was your like moment before you went out onto the actual, you know, to do the actual matchup?
Yeah, it was a lot because I had like, I really didn't think that that's what I was going to be doing that day. Like, I just randomly got like called to like be there, but like I figured it'd be for some reason because like they were flying me out. Like any other time I've been to AEW, it's been like fairly local to me. And this was in Texas, which wasn't at all. And yeah, when they told me, I really couldn't believe it. It felt too good to be true. Like I was very like grateful to like first find out that I was going to be wrestling Chris Jericho. Like that's a huge thing itself. And then when I found out I was going over, it really felt too good to be true. And like, a lot of things were just going on in my head. You know, I started getting like a little bit of like nerves, but excitement and just, you know, wanting to tell everybody, but I couldn't. And yeah, it was just, you know, I just took some time to myself after, got all my nerves out, you know, like told myself this is happening. Like, we're going to go out there. We're going to do this. We're going to crush it. Like, you're here for a reason. You're in this situation for a reason. And yeah, just went out there and whew, I get like fired up just thinking about that night right now. You know, it was, yeah, me and Chris, we made magic happen out there, and we made a very, very special moment. And like, he's the one that, you know, made it for me. So I can't thank him enough for it.
He mentioned in a previous interview, Jericho, that he had seen your match with QT Marshall, and it was at that point that he realized that, like, hey, I want this guy to, like, you know, defeat me and this and that, right? And so for you, like, to hear something like that, because, you know, it's Chris Jericho, and like I mentioned earlier, everybody knows his legacy in the wrestling industry. So to have somebody like Jericho see something in you as a performer, like, as a wrestler, like, how did that feel to basically have Jericho say, like, this is the guy.
It definitely told me, like, I was definitely putting in, like, the right amount of hard work, you know, in wrestling and doing the right things. Like, there's a lot of benefactors to, like, being a good wrestler, you know, and I definitely think, you know, I took my craft very serious, and you know, it was for me being at the right place at the right time, in a way, you know. Like, that match, like, that I had with QT, like, the fact, like, Chris even had the time to, like, take and watch, like, some of that, like, because he can be a guy who's, like, backstage doing several different things in AEW, and I was just very grateful that he, like, actually, like, even took the time to, like, check me out and, you know, like, you know, do a second, like, look, like, oh, whoa, like, this kid's actually pretty good, and then, you know, stand there for, like, the whole entire match, and then, like, realize, like, wow, this kid's, like, something special, and I can do something with him. Like, it's a very cool thing to know, like, that he was looking at me like that. Like, that's, yeah.
It's really cool. Like, honestly, like, thinking about that, I was trying to put myself, like, in your shoes and, like, thinking about that. And I was like, man, like, it's you mentioned the timing, like, you would never even know, like, oh, hey, you know, this guy who's doing a million other things took the time to watch. And then, you know, you caught his eye and all of that. What feedback did you get after that match? And what feedback have you been getting? Because you've really been, you know, thrusted into the spotlight in AEW. And, you know, you're now one of the guys that I would definitely consider, you know, a rising star. So for you, like, what has the feedback been like from either Jericho, Tony Khan, or anybody else in AEW?
One of the biggest things I've honestly been told is to enjoy everything that's going on. Like, that, like, I've been told that a lot. Like, don't take any of this for granted right now. Like, don't get too caught up in all the other, you know, stuff that goes, like, comes with this. Like, just have fun and enjoy what's going on. But, like, when it comes to wrestling wise, it's just, you know, like, keep getting better, you know, keep learning, because in wrestling, the learning never stops. And whether it's, like, promo wise or, you know, in-ring wise, just you can never stop learning with this. So it's just, you know, I try to stay, you know, stay active, stay studying, and, you know, keep coming up with new things to do and having different ideas, and just, you know, do stuff to stand out, you know.
Exactly. And I think you've been doing pretty good, because obviously I watched your match with Sammy Guevara. I watched your match with Daniel Garcia, you know, your tag team stuff that you did with Ricky Starks, all of that. Even just getting all of those moments, I feel like I can only imagine you're already learning so fast. And it's like one thing, like, you know, it's one thing to go out there and, you know, be in these high profile spots, even like getting to do promo work at the Dynamite show in Los Angeles, you know, all of those things. Based on what you've done so far, what's been your favorite aside from the Jericho victory?
Oh, that's hard. I've had wrestled on Rampage against Daniel Garcia, and then, like you said, this past week against Sammy Guevara. So, like, for me, like, coming in here and being so new and having the chance to main event both of those matches on Rampage was, like, a very, like, huge honor for me. The fact that, like, I was trusted with that, like, that task to main event a show on TV, like, that was definitely very special to me. Like, just the fact that, like, Tony, like I said, like, trusted me and, like, being in that situation, like, being so new to working TV and all that. So, like having, like, the main event on Rampage definitely was, like, a very special moment for me.
That's so cool.
Yeah, like wrestling on Dynamite too, like with, you know, then teaming up with Ricky. Like, I've been learning so much from Ricky as well, and just, you know, being able to team up with a guy who's so popular with the fans right now. He's got such a huge buzz going, and you know, I really like Ricky and his work. I was a fan of his before, you know, joining AEW. So the fact that I was, you know, paired up with him is really cool. And you know, me and Ricky have been really cool together so far, and yeah, I'm excited to see what he does at Revolution with Chris.
I like it because it's like you guys are both, you know, up, you guys are both rising. So it is so cool to kind of see that pairing of both you and Ricky Starks, at least for, you know, for what we've been seeing. So Action, I do want to ask you because so it was after that match that you did with Daniel Garcia, where I was looking at you and I was watching your match and I was like, damn, you know who this guy reminds me of? You remind me of AJ Styles, AJ Styles, like back in Impact, back in TNA. And so it got me thinking, I don't know if he's somebody that influenced you or who some of your influences were, but I also mentioned it to Mark Henry, and Mark Henry was like, oh my God, I totally see it, this and that, right? So I do want to ask you, you know, who are some of your influences in wrestling? Who's somebody you've adapted, like taken notes from, I guess?
Yeah. I definitely did watch a lot of early AJ Styles and even like his work today. Like, he's been doing it for so long. He's definitely like one of the best to get in that ring, and just to like be compared to him is very, very like honoring for me. But when I was growing up, I watched a lot of Jeff Hardy and Rey Mysterio. Those two were huge for me. John Cena, I was a big fan of, and you know, like Batista and The Undertaker. But like, when it comes to my style, like Jeff Hardy and Mysterio, like those were my guys right there. And I would always have all their merchandise on and stuff. So, yeah, I was a very big SmackDown guy as a kid.
I could see it. Like, I sensed it right away when you started naming all these people. I'm like, oh, I could see where I can see what, like, you know, period and stuff you were watching and whatnot. So I do want to ask you because, you know, it's one thing to idolize people like Jeff Hardy, Rey Mysterio, watch AJ Styles, and it's a whole other thing to get in there and actually, you know, pursue this as an actual career. So for you, you know, what was that moment that you decided, hey, I'm going to go pursue wrestling. I'm going to, you know, go to wrestling school. Like, what was that whole thing for you?
I just knew that, like, I didn't want to work a normal job. It wasn't really suiting for me. Like, I was working a job, and, like, every day I would clock in, and I just, like, I knew I wanted to, like, do something else. Like, I knew I had, like, physical capability to do, you know, athletic stuff or whatever you want to call it. I didn't know what it was at the time. I was, you know, bouncing around in backyards and stuff. But, yeah, I typed in wrestling schools near me one day and just, you know, took a nice little drive to the wrestling school I went at in Maryland called MCW. And, yeah, long story short, I saw a show that weekend, and then I knew I wanted to be a part of it. And then I started training, like, 2 weeks after. And, the first day I was in there, I fell in love. Like, the first show I saw, I knew immediately, like, this is, like, yeah, I'm coming here. I'm going to be here all the time. Like, this is going to be my new home. Like, I'm going to be in here every week, a couple days a week. And I really was. And I was putting in a lot of work. And I it took a little while for me to get on shows. I was training for about a year, you know, working staff at all these shows, you know, showing up, like, 5 hours before the show to set up, like, putting in the grind. But yeah, it's what you got to do to get to where you want to be, you know?
It's definitely true. Like you mentioned, showing up early, helping set up the ring, you know, do merch, do whatever it is that you kind of need to do for the event, right? And help out with, you know, setting up and even afterwards, all the things you have to do after the shows. With that being said, I always like to ask people, you know, what was like the reactions of your friends and your families when you're like, hey, I'm going to go be a wrestler?
I definitely had some of my friends like have a good laugh about it. Like, but like, they also were like, yo, we could definitely see like you doing this. My mom, she was definitely very shocked. My first day of training was on my mom's birthday. So yeah, I always like remember that first day I started like wrestling. So like one day I was just like, hey, like, mom, I'm not going to be able to be here for your birthday because I'm starting wrestling school. So she
and
looked
what did she say?
He looked at me like I had three heads for sure.
But obviously, you know, they support you now. I'm sure they're your biggest supporters now, right?
My mom would go to all my, like, back, even, like, on the indies, my mom would be at all of my shows. Like, she's definitely a huge, huge Andretti supporter.
That's so awesome. And you made your official debut in 2019, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, when you think about that, given that we also had like a global pandemic in between, then when you made your debut and where we are at now, your rise in wrestling has been very, very fast. Did you ever think like, hey, you know, I'm going to be part of like one of the biggest companies in wrestling period with AEW? Like, did you ever think things would happen for you so fast?
So I have seen it happen with other people, like happen so fast. So I definitely wanted it. And I had like the idea of it in the back of my mind. But like with that pandemic and everything going, like I kind of did think like, okay, maybe this will take some time. And, you know, it still kind of did. But I just knew like whether it would take like 2 years or 10 years, like one day, like if I put in enough work and I give enough of my energy into this, that one day it'll pay off. And like I always just told myself like one day this will happen. Like you just got to tell yourself that you can't get too in your head. You can't give up. And you know, I'm glad it happened now. Like you said, it did happen pretty fast for me, and I'm super grateful for that. And I don't take it for granted. But yeah, like I've seen it before. I've seen I've seen guys who have only done it for so long and you know, make it. So part of me really like was determined to, you know, do that as well.
You're like manifesting it, but you also mentioned kind of not getting in your own head and stuff like that. I do want to ask you because, you know, it's not easy to pursue a career in wrestling. You know, your work, you're traveling so much, you're beating up your body. You're not, you know, in the indies, you're only making so much money unless, you know, you're in a certain position or whatever. So for you, what would you say was like the biggest challenges that you had to overcome to kind of, you know, make sure that you keep the ball going, that you keep consistency and that, you know, you keep chasing that dream?
Definitely just like with money and, you know, having to work, you know, several different jobs and just barely being able to like put money in like the gas tank and drive into these shows for no money, if any money at all, you know, and just barely having money to get by to buy food. You know, it's the indies are definitely tough. Like it's definitely a tough grind, and you have, like a lot of the times you are going to come up and be broke, you know, if you don't come for money, like it's hard to make it in there, especially when you have bills to pay and, you know, I've had several car issues I've had to like pay for, like, cause I would drive a lot. Like we all do, like we are on the road a lot and, you know, getting an oil change like once every month or 2 months. Like my mom would be like, didn't you just get an oil change? I'm like, yeah, like I already racked up 5,000 miles. Like it's tough, but just, you know, keeping confidence and, you know, like having like believability in yourself, like through all those like tough times, like it's really what it's all about, you know, because one, like through all those hard times, like they've all paid off, you know.
They certainly do, honestly. All right. So before we get into our final portion of the interview, I do have one final question for you. It's kind of tied in with what we've got going on today. So today we do got AEW Dynamite. You're going to be in the Face of the Revolution ladder match. You're in there with some pretty, a lot of great talent. Yeah. Winner is going to go on to get a title shot for the TNT Championship. I want to get an idea of where your headspace is at right now. What are you thinking? How are you feeling heading into this ladder match? You know, what's going on?
I'm very excited for this. I'm definitely in there with a lot of big names in AEW, a lot of talent. Very cool to be like on the same graphic as a lot of those guys and to just be featured on Dynamite another time. We're, like I said, we're here in San Francisco, California. I'm thinking it's going to be a very hot crowd tonight. People are going to be excited for the pay-per-view. I'm ready to do some reckless stuff and put my body on the line to get that number one contendership for the TNT Championship. So I'm ready. I've been prepping myself. I've been, you know, thinking of different ideas of ways I can use a ladder to hurt people who are in my way. And yeah, I'm very excited. This is going to be a very interesting match. It's going to be a great Dynamite. It's a super stacked show. And, you know, we got Dynamite Wednesday, a live Rampage Friday, and then the pay-per-view Sunday. It's like, this is going to be a kick-ass week of wrestling.
I can't wait to watch that tonight and watch the show this weekend. It's going to be phenomenal. Actually, I do also want to ask you one more question because I always like to ask people their goals, short term, long term. What are we looking at? What do you want to make sure you accomplish in AEW?
I definitely want to first win this ladder match tonight. You know, the Face of the Revolution ladder match It's huge to be in there. And if I could get the chance to have a shot at the TNT Championship and a shot at gold, that right there is a very big goal for me, you know. But just to keep, racking up victories and, getting my face out there and getting the fans behind me. You know, the AEW fans are incredible. You know, they get so into the wrestling and they appreciate us so much. So to just keep being able to go out there and display like what I can do in that ring and show myself and show what Action Andretti is about, like that there is a goal in itself for me. So.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Well, we got a couple more minutes left. So I got 10 questions. They're super random. You answer them as you please. And let's just learn a little bit more about you. So here we go. It's time for our lightning round portion of the interview. Question number one, what was your first job?
At a restaurant.
What was your, like, were you like the bus boy? Like, what would you have to do?
Food prep, and I did a little bit of dishwashing. It sucked, and I didn't do it for long.
I've always wondered when you work in a restaurant and you're doing food prep and you're hungry, like, do you ever think, like, damn, I really want to eat that food?
Oh, the cooks used to cook for me. I used to eat.
Oh, okay. I've always wondered that. I'm like, I like, you know, it was something that crossed my mind.
Yeah, that was the perk of that job, free food.
Question number two, what has been the most difficult move to learn?
Man, I don't know. There's not really many difficult moves. I hate to sound like cocky, but I don't think of
Hey, if that's your answer, that's your answer. You're like, I could do it all.
maybe like I don't know that maybe like a satellite DDT if anything, but
Okay.
yeah.
All right, all right, all right. Question number three, what's one thing outside wrestling that you're a big fan of?
SpongeBob.
Are you really?
Oh yeah, watch it like every night.
Oh my God. Okay, so I gotta ask you because one of my addictions is SpongeBob memes all the time. There's like Facebook pages about it, and I will spend hours scrolling through them.
Yeah, me yeah, I can yeah, I recite SpongeBob all the time.
Favorite SpongeBob character then?
Definitely SpongeBob, he's the man.
All right, all right, all right. That's so cool. Okay, I love it. Question number four. Who are you the most nervous, excited? Who are you the most nervous or most excited to meet or wrestle in wrestling?
There's a lot. There's a couple guys, so I'm a little nervous and excited to meet, but like who I haven't met yet.
Oh, either or, like ones that you haven't met yet, or ones that you did meet already.
Okay, yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking meeting Sting. That was pretty cool. It
How was that interaction like?
was just very it was fairly quick, just like, hey, like nice to meet you, like. He had his whole face paint on. He had stuff to do. It was just a quick pass and go. But I definitely had. There's certain guys I have to build myself up to go up to, still like.
I get it. I get it. You're like, oh my God, I'm coworkers with Sting. Press on with the day. Question number five. What's your ultimate dream match?
Man, these tough ones. I'm sorry, I'm not answering these quick.
No, you don't have to. It's okay. I call it lightning round, but you don't actually have to be like doing it fast.
Because there's so many, but right now I'm just throw out Bryan Danielson.
Hell yeah. Oh my God, that would be incredible. Question number six. If you weren't a wrestler, what do you think you would be doing?
Something in wrestling. Being a referee. I don't know, maybe I'd try out like UFC fighting or something like that, but yeah.
Definitely something in combat sports is what I gather. Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number seven. Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I have a little bit of both. It definitely depends on like the situation I'm in and like what's going on with my day, but I can definitely be more like extroverted most of the time.
Question number eight, what's one bad habit you're currently trying to break?
Being late.
I feel you. It's a tough one. Question number nine, what is your food Mount Rushmore? So like four food items that you're like, this is what I consider just delicious stuff, man.
Here's a quick answer. Chicken, steak, donuts, and lasagna.
Oh, hell yeah. It's all good stuff.
My food Rushmore is like 20 heads, by the way.
I can imagine you're like, wait, I gotta add this side, this sweet, all of that. Question number 10, last one. What is your all-time favorite movie?
The Hangover.
Oh, that one's so funny. I love it. I love all of them. The whole series.
Yeah, all three. Yeah, all three are great.
Who's your favorite character from that one? Like, who do you find the funniest?
Mr. Chow.
Oh, yeah. My favorite part is when he goes, "Yeah, but did you die?" I always love that part.
But did you die?
Yeah, it was so good. My favorite is the dentist, though. He's so funny.
Oh, Stu?
Yeah, Stu. There you go, Stu.
Yeah.
He's so funny. Awesome. All righty, action. Well, there you go. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and for playing the silly game with me. I really appreciate it. Before we go, just please let the people know where they can find you, where they can support you, and all of that good stuff.
You can find me on all socials at Action Andretti. That's Action ANDRETTI. And thank
Awesome.
you for me as well. Appreciate being on the show. Tune in to Dynamite tonight to see if I can possibly become that number one contender.
I'm rooting for you, man. All righty, guys. Thank you so much for watching. This is Denise Salcedo. This is Action Andretti. Do not miss AEW Revolution this weekend. And we'll catch you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.